because as I plead for our country, that I plead out for the spiritual growth, and Christ be the center of this nation again. Intercede, and I pray. I said, God, what's going on, man? Come on. The church is repentant, and we're getting all that you want. But here, what's going on? And what God has showed me, I believe that God said that the church is in a giant timeout. God is saying, you're in a timeout. You're going to stay there until you can tell me what you did wrong. Wow. And it kind of reminds me of my mama. Maybe you all have mamas too that say, okay, you get in your room and you stay there until you can tell me what you did wrong. So you go to your room and you sit there. Hour comes up by. Hey, Mom, can I get out yet? I mean, I'm not locked in there, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I think really what she wanted was peace and quiet for an hour. Can't come out yet? She said, well, can you tell me what you did wrong? I left my shoes out in the living room. That's not it. Get back in there. So I'm there for another hour, and I come out. Hey, Mom, come out now. Can you tell me what you did wrong? I didn't do my homework when I came home from school today. Nope, you get back in there. I come back out again. Hey, Mom, and every time I come out with something, nope, you get back in there. But you realize what she's done to me is show me the things I didn't do I should have done. And the more she acts, and the more I confess what I did wrong. Amen. Okay, you left your shoes out. Okay, you didn't feed the dog. You didn't take the trash out. You didn't do your homework. I'm confessing to her everything that I did wrong, and her smart to say, okay, I'll find out what's going on in Starkey's life. You know. Well, God has put the church in a timeout for the last several months, but it's a good timeout. I truly believe because we have been coming back to Him. Confessing our sins to Him. And man, oh yes, Lord, we did this. And we're ready to take off again. And we find ourselves still struggling in a timeout. But God, what else is it? What else is there that I need to do? So you keep looking your heart. And we come out with, oh, we got this. But I truly believe what God is speaking to His church. I believe this is why the timeout is here. I really believe this. And I thank God that He is molding us, opening our eyes up more and more. But He's saying that, okay, the reason. Because I told you to love me with all your mind, heart, and soul. I'm a jealous God. Love me with all your mind, heart, and soul, and all your strength. Have we? That's for every individual. Don't answer to me now, but look at that. Do we love Him for who He is and what He wants to do? Or do we only love Him for what He can do? Are we still in the point where, come on, God, fireballs, send it down there. Send some of that hellfire and brimstone. Thank you. How many turn on the TV every night waiting to find out kind of, did they wipe out California yet? Woo-hoo! Did you come out to Oregon yet? Come on, God, send them down there. Is that God's love? Remember, His heart is that no one would perish. Right. And that has to be our heart. In our heart to get there, we got to have more of God. Amen? We got to want what He wants. We have to despise this world, hate the things of this world, and love Him. Because I shared the other night that it's our job. As we say, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Our awesome job is to bring heaven to earth. Now, how much better would it be if heaven was on earth today? How much better would your life be right now if we're walking around in, on the earth just like you would in heaven?
We wouldn't worry about dying.
You wouldn't worry about dying? Okay. But wouldn't it be great? I'll say yes. Amen! It would be great. That's what I would want. And that's the awesome thing that we have. That we are in charge of bringing heaven to earth. And to me, in my head, when I see your guys' homes, your neighborhoods, and in my head, I just see a little glow around your house. And a glow over here, and a glow over there. That little piece of heaven is here on earth. Kind of like a magnet that people draw to you. He says, because I have told you to love one another. To love one another. So I believe this is the reason why we're still in our timeout. We still haven't learned to love one another as a church, as a people of God. I believe we have got wrapped up so much into the politics of today. Our eyes are focused so much on the things that are here today and gone tomorrow that we forgot about the eternal things. To love one another. To show that love. That was an order he gave to the church. Then it says, to love your neighbor as who? As yourself. Are we loving our neighbor as ourself? Or are you sneaking out there at midnight throwing their dog's turds back over their property? Huh? Did you see me? Yeah, but I think this is, I believe that the church recognizes this. And we talk about repenting, the things that we've been repenting from. These are the things I believe that we've been in that time out and God been waiting for. Oh, God, yes, forgive me. I have not loved my neighbor the way I should have. I don't love them as I love myself. God, I truly haven't given my heart to you completely. I held too much of it back, but God, forgive me. Forgive me, Lord. It kind of ties in with Ryan's message was last week, you know. I wish I could do it. Okay. Okay. See how simple that is? It's an awesome thing. But God, I have not been loving you with all my mind, my heart, my soul, my strength. I wish I could do it. And God says, okay. So, let's go on. Isn't that awesome? When we recognize it, that, oh man, yes. Love your enemies. Have we been loving our enemies? And again, this is the key part here. Remember this. A born-again Christian, I truly believe, has no enemies. Only Jesus does. Amen? People hate you because of Jesus. Now, did not Jesus defeat his enemy at the cross?
No.
Amen? Okay. How did Jesus defeat his enemy? Through love. Think of that. How was Satan defeated? It wasn't thunderbolts and fire and brimstones. It was the love of Jesus on the cross that defeated his enemy. Now, if that is how Jesus defeated his enemy, which is now our enemy, why do we try to defeat our enemy through insults, through violence? Do you not recognize that it's through love for our enemies that can be defeated? I mean, I believe from the cross, one of the Roman soldiers made a statement. Remember what he said? Surely, this is the Son of God. Love conquered that. Because that's how we fight our enemies. That's how we fight. And we have to, again, okay guys, come on church, this is how we do this. We do it through prayer. We do it through fasting. Proclaiming His Word. Amen? He says, pray for those who persecute you. Has the church been praying for those who have been persecuting us? Who have been coming against our rights? To try to strip our rights. We can never take away our right to worship God. All they can do is decide where we got to do it at. Right. Amen? I mean, are we not the temple of God? So he took his temple over here, he put the temple in the jail cell, he put the temple out Plainfield, Coneville, my brother Kenny's, Dresden. Okay. You got a curfew. You can't come out till 10 o'clock. For most of us, no big deal. We're in bed by 9. But this is the temple of God. Don't get me wrong. The rights that we have as American citizens is very valuable. I love them. I cherish them. I stand up for them. But understand my rights as a citizen of heaven, ordained to the blood of Jesus Christ, called by Him to live for others, is greater than any constitution, any bill of rights, or anything that man can do. My desire, when I leave this world, if God would call me before He blows that horn, that I can leave a country to my son that is still free to gather and worship and praise Jesus and to share that gospel. Because we have many military people here today, I know. But the greatest generation went and fought to defend that freedom. And I thank God I exercised that freedom. And I want to preserve that freedom. And my son and many of you guys have fought to preserve it. But he handed it down to his kids. And his kids go to the next kids. I want that. Mm-hmm. And to me, I think that's one of the greatest things that we can do is give our children a great inheritance. And money won't last. Fancy car won't. Sorry, son. But the freedom to worship Jesus and to hear that gospel, that's priceless. That's for eternity. And then the last one that God laid upon my heart as they had me in this timeout room. Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commands. Wow. Wow. I think we look at that one. If you love me, you'll keep my commands. Oh, man. Boy, Lord, I blew it here. I love you. But yeah, your command was to love my enemies, and I just ran my mouth at them. told me to pray for those who persecute him. I've been praying for fire and brimstone to fall on top of him. That's not how you want me to pray. You understand that, right? My prayer for my enemies. Lord, I pray for the enemy of this nation to be neutralized. Amen? I let God decide how he wants to neutralize him. But I pray that justice will be served, but then mercy be applied. Because that's what God did to me. He arrested me in my sins. He stopped that evil in my heart. He brought justification to me through the blood of Jesus. He showed me what my penalty was. That's hell. And he gave me his mercy and put me back at my feet. And he said, go and sin no more. And I thank God for the blood of Jesus that when I do sin, but my sin is covered by the blood. I thank him for the conviction I have. I repent from it. Say, God, I shouldn't have. Okay, let's go on. But my heart truly is never do anything that opposes God or calls others to think lowly of our God. Our God is the most powerful. Yeah, I mean, it. Everything you see is created through him. Everything. And he handed it to us. It's not over with, guys. We're just in a timeout. We're in a timeout, getting our ducks in a row. And the door of the church is going to open back up. It's opening back up for born-again believers who've been rebirthed, have been cleansed, have their minds flushed out from the stuff that snuck in there. And we're going to stand on the victory of Jesus, bringing deliverance to the captives. You'll see those today that you think there is no hope for, that they're one of the greatest enemies. You shall see them turn the same way that Saul turned to Paul. And then you'll see those that you think is very insignificant in the body of Christ. You're going to see the Stephens raise up. Those who only wash the tables and take out the garbage. Ah, but they do it for Jesus. You're going to see God raise them up and from their voices proclaim the gospel. And we see signs and wonders and miracles. And folks, that's part of you. Understand that? Don't let the devil tell you. Don't let them lie to you and say, you have no power. You have no authority. I'm the devil for a minute. I'm looking at Bruce. You can't touch me. You have no power over me. You can't cast me out. I'm bigger than you. I'm larger than you. Besides, I know what you've done. Now remember, the devil is what? The father of what? So Bruce, if the devil speaks to you that way, you know he's lying to you. And you say, in the authority of the cross of Jesus, I bind you. Amen. And God says, folks, he says, he has to flee. Understand that. He has to flee when a child of God, filled with the Spirit, orders it to leave. It goes. Now he might try to sneak back around again. But as you stay in his word and like today in worship, not just here but in your house. If I put it this way, when the devil just step on your property, ding ding ding, you have bells going off in your head. Whoa, 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 whoa. Intruder, intruder. Devil, get out. That's what you have, guys. That's the power that God's given us. And that's where we're at today. But we raise up. May we never forget what He's taught us. May we never go back to the easy way of life. May we never sit down again and not have a heart for a brother or sister or for a neighbor. I truly believe, as others have spoken, as this nation is raised back up again, you're going to see President Trump as a man of God that you've never seen in the White House before. You're going to find a man that's be stripped of any arrogancy that he's ever had. He will know that it's the power of God that's working through him. And he'll give God all the glory. No longer will he say, "Aren't you glad I'm your president?" You know. He'll say, "Aren't you glad of God Almighty? He heard the cries of his people and deliver us for what? To share the gospel, because he's coming back soon for his church." Amen? Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your presence this morning. God, we thank you. You don't throw us out. You don't say, enough is enough. We thank you, God. Just like my mama, she never locked that bedroom door saying, "You're never coming out." But she knew what was best for me. And God, you knew what's the best for the church. And we thank you, God, for cleansing us. We thank you for opening our eyes up. And Father, right now, we just want to repent from anything you showed us today, God. Anything through your word today, we recognize, oh man, yes, I got too much of me in there. I blew it. Father, I know you've already forgiven us. Our heart is to be with you. And we turn away from that today. So continue to renew our spirit, Father. Continue to strengthen us for your glory. And may this light no longer be under a bushel, but may it be transformed to a city on a hill, that we may bring you glory and draw others to you, that our enemies be defeated. May they be transformed into followers of Yeshua. And to you be the glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.